Say what you want about AI, but it's here. And it's helping businesses get more done in a day. Wix's website builder is infused with AI so you can stay ahead. Create a beautiful, functional website just by describing your idea. Track how your site appears in AI search results. Create custom images on demand or launch an entire campaign in a matter of minutes. Wix gives you AI wherever you need it. Try it now for free at wix.com.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
I am very excited to introduce you all to my two guests. It is Gina Daly and Carol Daly. You know them as the Daily Dish, Mr. Dish, and the Baby Dish for Gene as well. Guys, welcome to the show.
Hello, how's it going?
Hey, Dave.
Good. Good to see you again, Gina. You've been in a couple of times. Carol, I don't know. We've met once, I think, but...
I don't think so. I've chatted to you online. We've never met in person yet.
You see, the thing is, we need to talk about metal and not the air fryer is the important thing. Yeah.
I agree.
But unfortunately...
I'm not Man United.
No, that's okay. Listen, a lot of my best friends aren't, but a love of metal will always get us in the conversation that we're supposed to have. But no, we are here to talk about the air fryer because your latest book that came out just before Christmas is called The Daily Dish Air Fryer. Now... there is a subtitle on this book, guys, and I don't think you've thought this through because you have the potential to go internationally, globally recognized here because this book is brilliant. You guys are amazing online. But anyone else in any other country would look at this and go, deadly dinners made fast and easy. Who are we trying to kill here, guys? They don't get deadly except in Ireland.
I think with us, it's always been the thing where when we first started writing recipes, we kind of wrote them the way we speak.
Yeah.
So, you know, kind of proper English in some ways are kind of out the door.
I don't know how to speak proper English, so I can't write it either.
Well, it hasn't stopped you guys and it hasn't stopped me having a career in radio. So we're doing all right, lads. We're doing all right. Come here. Let's talk about an air fryer in a general sense, if we can, because I think there's two kinds of people that are listening today. There are the air fryer converts and there are the air fryer skeptics or the agnostics, right? So let's imagine the converts know all the good things, whatever. But those of us who maybe are skeptical, what do you say to those people? Like, why do I need a portable oven on the top of my kitchen countertop when I have one underneath it already?
For convenience, simple. I suppose it's saving you time, it's saving you money, it's saving you energy, it's saving you on a lot of things. So if you're somebody who's busy lifestyle, or you know you want something on the go, or you want something quick and easy, and you get recipe fatigue like I do, it's one of those things where it's just nice to throw something in. It's the same as your oven. It's just a smaller version, and especially for smaller households as well, or people living on their own, they're just an ideal way to cook a dinner.
An interesting one for me has been the way it's introduced my older kids to cooking for themselves, actually, which is
yes,
because I think like look, you know, as they get to a certain age, obviously you let them. You know, get at the oven or the grill or whatever, but you're constantly hovering. And we have a rule in the house, you know, no cooking after a certain time, no oven, that we flick off that red switch that we've never turned off before. But now they're at an age where you go, he's absolutely going to cook himself a steak if I don't turn off the button he doesn't know about. But the air fryer is a much more approachable thing, I think, for young people. Would you agree?
100%. And that's the one thing with our kids as well. Like our daughter Holly took to it like a fish to water. She just it's so easy, and there's no real danger because it's just you turn on.
It's on and off, yeah.
And it's so simple. And I think for us, like when we first got the air fryer way back, it was kind of sitting there for a while, and oh, you can do sauce and chips in it. But then when you realize you can literally cook anything in it, and that was the whole aim with our new book. It was to show people you can make these really nice, really easy, simple dinners in minutes in your air fryer.
Even do your Sunday roast. So we have the settings and the timings for your roast beef, your ham, your pork, even doing a steak. So I mean,
whole chicken, everything.
Yeah, everything. So it's just brilliant.
Well, it is not because the book did surprise me. I think because I would have. Like a basic knowledge and a basic set of recipes, which often includes fish fingers, and there's my recipe. But what I did genuinely love about the book is the fact that, like, for example, I was literally looking at the roast beef joint when you said that, Gina, and like it is incredible that you can air fry something that people would consider takes, you know, so much prep and careful timings and all these things. You've got the timings there. Like there are ways to cook it rare, ways to cook it medium, ways to cook it well done, whatever you want. And I guess it is, as you said, it's just a portable oven.
Exactly, yeah. And I mean, things like, I think things initially that surprised people was doing like a full roast chicken in it. Because your baskets are smaller and you'd say to yourself, well, I need a whole oven to get it in there. But I mean, most chickens is chickens is fit inside the basket.
Yeah, so it cooks quicker because it's smaller space.
And because time is like it, as time has evolved over the years, air fryers have evolved as well, and they've got bigger, and they've caught on that people now have bigger families, they want bigger space inside them. So you could do your whole Sunday lunch, like even Christmas, coming up to Christmas, there was lots of people asking about like what way do we time to do our vegetables and to do our turkey breasts so we were able to kind of navigate your whole Christmas dinner in, you know, half the time that you would do it through the oven. And you just want to relax and you just want to enjoy your food. So I think that's what it was all about.
And if you have the air fryers, some of them have dual baskets and you can actually set them to, if one thing takes half an hour, one thing takes 20 minutes, you can set them to sync up so they're both ready at the same time.
So it's just about utilising your air fryer in a way that, again, is just not for sausages and chips. And I do think the book surprises a lot of people. But I do think over time and over with TikTok and Instagram, people have realised, gosh, like everybody jumped on the air fryer bandwagon. Which I don't blame them. But it's just a fantastic thing. Like, and we've got loads of new recipes. We're actually doing a few today. With, like, obviously, January, I know a lot of people want to have a healthier kickstart to the year. And that's what it's great for as well, because you're using less soil. You know, you're not using kind of high fats. So even if you wanted to cook your bacon and your sausages in it, like, it'll cook it and it will drain most of the oil off. So you're kind of getting even more benefits out of it that way. So we've loads of lovely recipes coming.
Well, brilliant, because the book is divided so cleverly. So it's beef, chicken, pork, fish, vegetarian, staples and sauces. And the sauces pages actually were brilliant, really educational for me. But you mentioned the January thing. I think there's a lot of people who maybe got an air fryer for Christmas, or maybe, you know, decided in 2026, I'm going to embrace the air fryer, the one that's been gathering dust in the back kitchen or whatever. So if you have a question for Gina and Carol about the air fryer, or about it in general with them, get in touch on 087-4100-102. We'll listen to a bit of Kings of Leon now. I'm sorry it's not Slayer here, Carol, but I'll do my best for you.
I'll forgive you.
Thanks. But any questions, get them in on 087-4100-102. Gina and Carol are going to stick with me for a few more minutes more. The air fryer is a topic of discussion this morning. Joining me right now on the show are Gina Daly and Carol Daly. You'll know Gina as the Daily Dish. You'll know Carol as Mr. Dish. Gene's got his own Instagram account. He's doing cooking as well. Lads, welcome back.
Hey.
Gina, we must talk very briefly about a satay sauce recipe that we championed here on the show. And it got massive traction, and we are so grateful because first of all, it's delicious. In fact, I think it's the only homemade sauce our Cahill, who's sitting opposite me, ever made. Have you ever made another sauce, Cahill?
Never. And it was the only sauce, the only recipe I ever followed, and it's now the only sauce I'll ever make ever again.
There you go.
Love it. Love it.
So thank you very much for that.
Well, no problem. I seen it on your stories and I was like, well, that's actually my recipe.
Because I think it just came out of a generic conversation and then we were like, hang on, this is Gina's. Yeah, we definitely need to tag Gina in this. Okay, lots of questions in about air fryers, guys, if you don't mind me flinging them at you and you tell me what you think.
No problem.
Grode says, my wife won't use the air fryer because she says it leaves a weird smell in the kitchen when it's turned on. It hasn't even been used half a dozen times. Is that normal, says Grode?
Yeah, because it's new. So like anything, it's coming out of the manufacturers, it's still got probably bits of residue and stuff on it. So when you use your air fryer first out of the box, it will have a kind of an electric-y kind of, maybe, I don't know, I can't describe it. It's a funky smell.
Right.
But that does go after a while, after a good few years. So just tell her to use it a bit more.
There you go, Gerard.
Nice dinners.
Tina in Castle Blaney says, what's the one mistake people make with air fryers when they first get one? We just got ours, but we're afraid to put the wrong food in, says Tina.
I don't think there's any wrong foods that you can put in it. As I said, just treat it like your oven at home. If what you can put in the oven, you can put in the air fryer. I think the main thing is about safety first. So a lot of people tend to put it up against the socket in their kitchen. Mm-hmm. So the plug behind. So the air fryer, obviously, it conducts air. And the air can blow out the back and you can melt your sockets and your plugs.
Oh, okay.
So you can
see the fan where it comes out. So
that's one of the things that I always say to people, keep it pulled out from your wall. It's absolutely perfectly fine on your counter. It won't melt your counter, but just be cautious. But in terms of food, lash everything into it, see how it goes. And if it turns out terrible, you know, don't bake it again.
You've learned a lesson. I remember we got a slow cooker when that became a fashionable thing, and we put it on the kitchen countertop, and I just put it, when I say got it, I mean literally took it out of the box and put it behind the cooker, and then meant to move it, because, you know, like, I wasn't always going to leave it behind the hob. My wife ignored the fact that I meant to move it and turned on the hob and melted the front off the slow cooker, and it never worked again after that. Denise wants to say, just want to say thanks to Gina and Carol. Adore their recipes and of all the books. The satay and the burger sauce are in weekly use in our home, and Gina is so beautiful. A lot of people echoing that around the place. Apparently, you're producing a lot of food porn, which people are very happy about. Nicholas says, I've my Ninja air fryer about 4 years now. I love to use it every single day. Chicken is gorgeous from it. I learned that from Gina and Carl. And actually, on that, there is a question about chicken from Roz Murphy, who says, I'd like to cook chicken breasts, but they come out very dry for me in the air fryer. Is there a secret there?
Yeah, well, if you're cooking them too high and too fast, they're going to dry out. So what I usually do is brush a little bit of oil onto them. And I know the air fryer is all about using less oil, but you do need a little bit of oil to get a crisp on it. And then just cook it lower. But what you can also do is throw a drop of water into the bottom of your tray. So you'll have your tray, you'll have a crisper tray. So throw a drop of water in and it creates a bit of a steam. So it keeps it from drying out.
Very good. Actually, I saw a thing recently on Tinternet, and don't know whether it's real or not, or true or not, but a lot of people have, as you said, they have, that's called the basket or the tray or whatever, and then there's that little stand, and then they put parchment paper in on top of that and cook away.
Yeah.
This person said, take the standy bit out, put the parchment paper underneath and put the stand thing back in. Is that good practice?
Yes, because it's blowing air around, the parchment paper is so light, it can blow up into the element and it can catch fire.
Right.
So you want to be really careful. But what you should do is wet your parchment paper first, crinkle it all up, put it down, and then if it does touch the fan or the element, I should say, it's not going to burn because it's wet.
There's some good advice for you there. Jane Tip says, is it a bad practice to fill the air fryer basket to the top when batch cooking?
Yes. Because if you put too much in it, the stuff in the middle isn't going to cook properly. I would always say just kind of keep it nice and spread out. And if you have to do two loads, if you're doing a big
shake,
cook,
it, yeah. It's filling it up. I think the box on the box as well, it shows you like how the food is overflowing. Like that's just nonsense.
No. Don't do it.
You're not going to get 50 chicken nuggets in there. You're really not. So yeah, just like, and it will cook quicker when you do them in smaller batches. And I know it might be a pain in the neck, but.
And what you could do is if you do two small batches, you can just throw the first batch back in for a minute afterwards to warm.
Ah, very clever, very clever. Alicia wants to know, do you go for an XL, which has a large drawer, or a double drawer?
That all depends, really. Like, obviously, with double drawer, you can do two things at once. XL, one that has a single drawer, you can do two things at once, because you can do two halves as well.
Break it, you can put it like chips and sausages. Don't cook just chips and sausages.
But sure.
No, you can actually. And a lot of them have a divider in it as well. But if you want to do two things, again, use a bit of parchment paper and separate them. Like what we do is we do a lot of fish in it, and we do it in we wrap it in the parchment paper with the sauce inside it. So just drop that in, and then you can cook your potatoes beside it. So if you have a fear of things touching or anything like that, it's not going to all spread out.
Very clever. Rosie says, I never understood the obsession. Then I got one, and I've used it, and now I'm totally converted. I think that's what happens to people.
Absolutely. It's so easy, and I think it's just that's it. Like people who are out on a busy day at work, they come in, they don't want to be standing around the oven for an hour. It's just so quick
and it gives you confidence. I think that was the main, like, we couldn't cook, and I think that's a very important thing to note, is that I'm not a cook. I'm not qualified in any way, shape, or form, and I know some people say can see that. I have no I literally learned how to cook through just having a fatigue on about recipes, and then wanting a particular type of food, and then understanding, like, I can't go to McDonald's and I can't go to Eddie Rockets every single day. I have to make this food at home, and that's the food that I wanted. So we learned how to kind of make nice, indulgent food with a healthier twist. And because it was our few minutes in the kitchen and our own in the evening time away from the kids, we actually realized we still liked each other, and we actually, you know, had a bit of fun doing it. So when you get a bit of confidence in the kitchen, it really kind of gives you a buzz. And then when you see people eating it and enjoying it.
Yeah.
And I think that's what the air fryer did for us, because like I was throwing a load of stuff in a pot.
But don't be afraid to mess. Like as Gina said, don't be afraid to like have a go at something. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. Like, we did that so many times, like, you know, trial and error, and, you know, but at the end of the day, it's just, it's an oven. It'll cook your food, yeah. So whatever you want to put in it.
And if they don't eat it.
Yeah, well, then, listen, kids will do what kids will do. Yes, well, actually, there's a question in. Aoife says, I just tuned in. Can you please share where I'll find Gina's recipe for the satay sauce?
I'll share it on my stories now, and I'll post where it comes up. So it's very simple, and it's actually, the base of it is made with cola zero, which sounds absolutely bizarre.
Oh, but it's so good. It is so good.
Without all the sugar.
Yeah, we've all had a go of it, and it's absolutely brilliant. The Daily Dish Air Fryer book is out now, so make sure you get your hands on it. Deadly dinners made fast and easy. Carol and Gina, thank you guys very much. These are deadly. Big hi to the rest of the family. Thanks a million for chatting.
Thanks,
Dave. Thank you.
Dave Moore on Today FM.